R. Kelly hospitalized, claims he overdosed in a Bureau of Prisons plot to kill him. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 17, 2025. Disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly, who is currently serving 20 years in prison after being convicted of child sex convictions in Chicago, reportedly claims he overdosed in an alleged plot to kill him. Kelly says he was left hospitalized after a Bureau of Prisons staff member told him to take additional medication on Thursday night, according to a report by TMZ. The R&B singer's attorney, Beau Brindley, reportedly submitted a court filing on Monday claiming the Bureau of Prisons solitary confinement staff in North Carolina purposefully gave him too much medication, causing an overdose that left him bedridden in a hospital. On Friday morning, Kelly allegedly woke up feeling faint and dizzy, and then fell onto the floor after trying to get up, at which point he crawled to the door of the cell and lost consciousness, his attorney said. The Grammy Award-winning singer was then taken to Duke University Hospital. While on the way there, Kelly claims he overheard a prison officer begrudgingly state, "This is going to open a whole new can of worms." Kelly goes on to claim that at some point during his two-day stay at the hospital, he learned he was given an amount of his prescribed medication that could have killed him. Moreover, the singer's attorney alleges prison staff took Kelly off a blood-thinning medication he needs, and will not let him get a surgery to clear life-threatening blood clots in his legs and lungs, which has been recommended by a doctor. Instead of allowing Kelly to take these life-saving medical steps, prison staff locked him up in solitary confinement, where the disgraced music mogul believes he will be left to die or be killed, his attorney said. Kelly is therefore reportedly asking that he be temporarily released to home confinement, claiming this is a matter of life or death. Notably, this is the third time the singer has made this type of request. This is the behavior of an abuser and a master manipulator on display, an assistant United States attorney reportedly responded, claiming the disgraced R&B singer constantly depicts himself as the victim. The assistant U.S. attorney's response also reportedly accuses Kelly of intentionally filing an action to a court that he knows does not have authority over the case, adding that the singer has instead written to the court saying he is cold in prison and has chosen to criticize the medical care that he is receiving in order to turn his situation into a grocery store checkout aisle tabloid. Kelly's Monday filing comes a week after his legal team tried to secure his immediate release from prison, alleging a murder-for-hire plot has been made against the singer, TMZ reported. The legal team also reportedly submitted a sworn statement from Kelly's fellow inmate, Aryan Brotherhood gang leader Michael Glenstein, who allegedly said authorities offered him release from prison if he murdered the disgraced music mogul. In October, the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from the singer, born Robert Sylvester Kelly, who was found guilty in 2022 of three charges of producing child sexual abuse images and three charges of enticement of minors for sex. Kelly, whom federal prosecutors say abused a girl when she was only 14 years old, has been in prison since July 2019. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.